Welcome to Meant to Win, a podcast for founders, visionaries, and leaders who are deeply aware that their life and work are meant to create a bigger impact. We're diving into real strategy, conscious leadership, and the internal identity work that allows you to create massive success. I'm your host, Dr. Stephanie Wigner, an author, speaker, and eight-figure entrepreneur who loves to take business strategy and combine it with the inner identity work that truly unlocks the next level for you. If you know you have a big calling for your life and your work is meant to help more people, then you're in the right place. Welcome back, you beautiful people. I am so excited today because I have a very, very special guest joining me at HQ to record this podcast today, Dr. Meg Longyear, and she has been a dream client of mine for the last year. I've got to really see her evolution and her step into her power and her confidence, and that's truthfully the conversation I want to have today. What does it look like when you're living a life that you are so aligned with that you give yourself permission to step into without judgment of yourself, without judgment from others, of truly following your heart and your calling? And so thank you for joining me today.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
This is crazy. You're in HQ.
I know. I'm here. I've seen this in all the podcasts I've watched. And now I'm like, what? I'm sitting here. This is so cool.
Now you're here. We have a little audience, which is so fun too. I'm so excited. This is a first for a lot of things. And so like, also I want to sit in that moment of this being a first, because I think that is truthfully what happens when you step into your calling. You get to experience a lot of firsts that maybe you always dreamed about, or maybe that was like on a vision board somewhere. And when you give yourself permission to lean into the things that are calling, you get to experience things that maybe you thought were just impossible, or things that would happen so much further down the line. I know when we first started working together, you were like, well, eventually. I'm like, girl, what do you mean eventually? Like, we don't use that kind of language over here. What are you talking about? So let's talk a little bit about kind of getting into the TWP ecosystem last year around May and what has transpired since then.
Oh, absolutely. So my dear friend that I went to chiropractic school with reached out to me one day and was just like, you have to check out Stephanie Wigner. She's a coach. You need to just check out her stuff, and sent me a link. And we had been looking for coaches, didn't really like the people that we'd been, just wasn't going where we wanted it to. And I kept thinking, I need a female coach. So I feel like now I can look back and be like, I totally pulled you in. Yeah. But at the time it was like, okay, cool, I'll check it out. You know? And so I looked, and you had like, you know, I think it was like a Monday, Wednesday, 2 weeks, check in for an hour and a half. And I was blown away by the second one. Like, was so blown away that like, I just felt like what you were saying, it resonated, right? And again, looking back at a lot of this makes sense. At the moment, it was just like a feeling was there, and told my husband about it. And he's like, who is this? Like, what are you doing? And like, what are these things you're learning? So then when I messaged and, you know, decided we were going to get into the expanders group and, you know, surrounding myself with all these like-minded people of where I wanted to go, but definitely in the events, didn't feel like we should be in that room yet. Like, you guys are doing big things. We're still navigating our way. But it was like every single event you had, something unlocked, something opened up, something was like, you can be here. You can. You always used to say that, or you still do in the events, about put yourself in a room where people are doing things bigger than you. But that was never something I felt like I could do. Like, I was always the kid in the group, and I can't go play with all the big kids, right? Like, I don't know things. I can't do stuff. And every single time, especially the first expanders event that we came to in Scottsdale, was, I mean, just mind blowing how much just something unlocked. It felt like something burst open. And that was when we went out to the Grand Canyon then and did some NET on some stuff. And it was like, I mean, I haven't been the same since. Like, that was a defining moment at that event. And how much I opened up and realized that, yeah, I do need to be in these rooms. I do need to be around people. I need to learn the things that you guys are all teaching. And it's just exploded since.
It just cracks me up that you thought you didn't belong in the room because you had such a successful business already. You had like built this really cool thing that you were navigating and working through. And it's like just such a reminder to all of us that see things online, right? And we think it's outside of ourselves, or we think like, oh, I don't belong there. Or like, I'm a little bit different than that. Or, you know, just not feeling like maybe that calling where we want to, but not being sure. And it's like, you move past that fear.
Yep.
And you were like, let me just see, let me just, like we like to say, fuck around and find out, yep. Right? Of what's actually going to happen on the other side of me just saying yes and getting curious. And then what happened was a huge, like, I truly feel like light was shooting out of your head after that retreat of like, oh my gosh, these are my gifts. These are my powers. And I've been suppressing them and hiding them, and not like hiding them from yourself. Like, I don't think that you even realized how powerful you were because you hadn't given yourself a ton of permission to put it out there or to play.
I was trying to be my husband. I was trying to be my mentors that brought us down to the practice. So I was the little one looking up to these people like, you guys know everything. I don't know anything. I wasn't the, you know, A student that like was graduating with all the best grades and stuff. Like I struggled. I dealt with it, you know, the anxiety of tests and things and knowing things and being able to hold my ground on stuff that I'm talking about. But it was all like the knowledge stuff that maybe that's not my thing.
Totally.
But as soon as I opened up and it was just certain things that you would say, and sometimes it wasn't even to me, mm-hmm. it was just to the room. So I know other people because I can feel their energy as they're launching out of themselves. Like we're getting what we need out of this moment, but I just had never experienced that. Like I have a lot of great mentors. I have a lot of people that have introduced things to me, but there was just something about that retreat that it was like, you aren't anyone else, but stop playing small. Like you have a way of knowing things that is different. And then when you step into that, you're opening up so many possibilities for myself, but then the people I'm serving too. Mm-hmm. So it's not just, you know, me trying to figure out how to help somebody or how to grow the practice better or how to be, I'm helping other people because I'm giving them permission mm-hmm. because I'm allowing myself to channel through and step into whatever my intuitive knowing is. And then.
And I think too, for you, like one of the things is, it's such a good point. It's the identity that you have and the mindset you have is you headed into that retreat and you were like, I know I'm going to get exactly what's meant for me. Mm-hmm. And that's the identity. Like if we're talking, how do I become more successful? That's the identity. You get out of every situation, every circumstance, every mentor, every opportunity, exactly what's meant for you. It's not like if things go this way, it's going to be considered a good retreat, you know? Yeah. And that is truly like the identity of an expander is like, I'm going to get out of this exactly what I need in this moment. And I trust that it's all working out on my behalf. Mm-hmm. And you and Michael both felt that way and you guys transformed. And I saw sparks inside of both of you. And I think after that of just having this click, because too, for a lot of us that give so much of ourselves to take care of other people, we often need that poured back into us and being like, hey, me saying like, here's where your gifts are. Here's where you need to lead with these. Like you need to be more vocal about this. You need to be more visible. You need to tell people how you can help them. And also just let yourself have fun with it and play. And there was such a shift in that. And then it was like expanders were lined up out the wazoo for you to work on them. And so let's talk a little bit about the technique that you do for maybe mm-hmm. the listeners who aren't chiropractors or they just don't understand the emotional component of healing.
Oh, yes. Neuro-emotional technique. It's literally what changed my life from being suffering with depression and anxiety that I just thought was normal. And it was funny because we were actually talking a little bit earlier about like how living in Michigan and, you know, it's very gloomy and cloudy and whatever. And like, so I just thought that's just the way that we people were, right? So like, that's just how it is, right? It's just, it is dark and it's cloudy and you know, whatever. But when we moved to Texas for my husband to go to chiropractic school, everything was different. I'm living a totally different life that's exciting, but I'm still so depressed. Still not wanting to get up in the morning, still thinking that like I don't want to be here on earth. And that just didn't resonate, but it was like that's the stuck feeling that I just dealt with. And therapy didn't help, hypnosis didn't help, self-help books, nothing. And then one day when my husband was about to graduate, one of his colleagues did neuroemotional technique on me and something was different enough that it made me aware to look into more. Mm-hmm. But there weren't any practitioners around for like an hour and a half, 2 hour drive to get to. And, you know, my husband's starting a practice, so I'm obviously not gonna be able to get to, you know, being able to keep doing this. But then once we moved to Atlanta and I got into chiropractic school, I still feel like there was like tunnel vision on me. Like, I don't even know how I got into chiropractic school that I thought to go back to a doctorate program, except for that technique was on campus and I loved chiropractic. And so it drew me in, and through doing all the work and having people work on me, bringing that, you know, the memories from our past, right? The traumas that we've gone through. Everybody has trauma. Everybody has stuff that they've been through. We all know this. But a lot of times we feel like, and you talk a lot to this, right? And some people resonate with that. We can push through things, right? But then there's some people that it's like they get stuck and they can't push beyond. And that's where I feel like I was. Mm-hmm. Like I knew I had a purpose. I knew I had something big that I needed to do, but I couldn't figure out the lock and key to let this heaviness go so that I could step into that version. And when doing NET and working through these past traumas of silly things, the girls didn't invite me to a, you know, a birthday party.
Anything. It doesn't have to be like otherworldly.
No.
It can be like something where you're consciousness was just like, oh, that doesn't feel good. I feel outcasted.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Your nervous system locks it. Your body holds on to those emotions. So now I feel less than. I feel the low self-esteem. I feel like I have no control over my environment. All of these different feelings, but I didn't know how to get that to go away. I recognized that all this stuff in the past was done. It's over with. I've moved on. I'm doing big things. But that version of me was still hijacking how I was seeing my world, because your subconscious mind, your limbic brain, as we, you know, learn in school, that part of my mind was completely disarraying what I was seeing in my world. When someone didn't include me, even though I knew it, maybe I didn't even want to go, I'm triggered. Yeah. And all of a sudden my stomach hurts and now I'm having digestive issues and all of this. And I can't, you know, do this with a test. I can't, you know, concept this. It was overwhelming. And so then as I started working through this over like that 3.5 years in school, it was just mind-blowing at one of the talks that I did, that I realized I'd gone 2 years without having a suicidal thought. And that was like such a transformational moment that like it wasn't one thing that I could go back and say, well, when my uncle passed away, that was really hard for me. And so that's why I've been suffering. Mm-hmm. It was all these different life events, all these little things that my nervous system locked in. My brain wants to protect me. My body wants that familiar feeling so that if I see danger today, I know, oh, I've got to protect myself. This could be like that. Mm-hmm. So I have to protect myself. And as I slowly worked through all of these things, everything changed. And I started feeling more confident. Mm-hmm. And so it was amazing, the things that I didn't even realize were active in my system. And now, you know, seeing that with patients and stuff, of people that say the same things over and over again, they don't even realize that they're saying the same things, that your body's literally trying to let that go. You just don't know how to quite navigate around that, you know, pathway to get through that.
What do you say to somebody? Because I think for you and I, we are very energetic humans. We could go off into the clouds forever together and be happy. But for a lot of people who maybe haven't considered the role energy plays in their life, or the way that like emotions are stored in their body, or people like, I remember one of our first events that we hosted, I asked somebody like, well, like, what do you think of yourself? Or like, what are you proud of yourself? Or like, and they had no response. And I was like, oh, I forgot that there was the majority of humans walking the earth have never thought twice about their feelings, have never thought twice about their triggers, don't even know what a trigger is, don't even know what emotions they're storing in their body. And so if you have somebody that you see potentially in your office or a client that you work with that is so disconnected from their body and like has none of that connection, is there a certain exercise that you would suggest that they do?
So when I see that, I mean, I feel like I'm trained to see that now.
Yeah.
Like I listen to what people are saying. I know you do that too. You hear people and you call them out in the seminars, mm-hmm. and your retreats. And it's almost like I'm sitting in the back. I'm sure you can feel me buzzing like, oh my God, let me work on you. Let's just get rid of what you don't, they don't even realize that they're saying,
yeah.
it, but they are disconnected. So I'm a huge fan of Joe Dispenza's work, and he talks a lot about how like affirmations, right? And I know Louise Hayes, you know, brilliant, brilliant woman, healed herself. But we know that with affirmations, you're just sitting there telling yourself you can do something, right? This is a consciousness. I'm doing these affirmations. But if your body's disconnected, you're feeling the lack, you're not feeling the worthiness, you're not feeling like you can do it, that feeling is going to hijack those thoughts all day. So the body holding on to that, if you can't bring that awareness together, if you can't bring the memory and the emotion, and consciously, most of the time we can't. So that's why doing things like hypnotherapy may work for somebody that doesn't want to go into those feelings. Mm-hmm. Not everybody that I work with is, I would say like I'll try doing NET with them, but if we've done some of the sessions and they're not getting there, mm-hmm. there may be a resistance that you're not ready to go there.
Totally.
And that's okay, because maybe that's not part of your journey yet. Mm-hmm. But there's other things then you can try. You know, there's all kinds of self-help books and things out there to get you into that awareness of where you can bring that mind and body together. But that's where I feel like NET really gets into it, when the person is ready, mm-hmm. that you can get into the depths of the feeling. It's uncomfortable. It feels icky. I don't like it. And a lot of people say, I don't want to go there.
Yeah.
But you have to, mm-hmm. if you want to work past it. Mm-hmm. And if you're not ready to do it right now, that's okay. Listen to yourself. Maybe it's not safe yet. But you have to get into that emotion. You have to release it, or it just is going to keep coming up and creating this mess in front of you, that, you know, in your perception of the world around you. Oh, everything always goes wrong. Oh, I never can hit my goals. I can But there's a pattern there.
Totally.
It's being driven by the emotion, mm-hmm. right?
I'm cracking up because you're like, yeah, if you don't want to go there, you have to. I'm like, no, bitch, you do. Like, we're going there. Like, I don't really care. This is what you pay me for. So sit down and this is what we're going to do, you know?
Exactly.
People are usually paying me for that kind of response. So they're paying for you to hold space. They're paying for me to kick them in the ass. So I think that we both do, like, that was what was so fun when you came into my world is it's like we do such similar work on like the inside stuff in such yes. a different way. And that's been really fun to see. And also to have somebody in my world that can like see my gifts and be like, oh my gosh, I have to tell you this. Like, here's when I see you doing this thing and you're channeling. And like, I always knew when I started coaching that I could see things other people can't see. We could get into human design and astrology and things like that. But it was like, I could see something. And then you were truly one of the first of my clients that like, it wasn't just like, wow, Steph's really good at what she does. It was like, let me tell you exactly with my intuitive powers, like what I'm seeing with you. And that was so fun. But I think that, you know, to kind of connect those two, when you are really connected in your body and when you're really connected to how you're feeling and what's happening inside of you and why you're getting triggered and the patterns that are showing up in your life, you get so much abundance on the other side, if you're willing to go in and you're willing to heal it. And I know for some people that are going to listen to this, it's going to be too woo-woo for them, and that's okay. We're probably not their cup of tea anyways,
that's
honestly.
Okay.
But I think the reason I help clients get such unrealistic results in their businesses is because of being able to do this with like their business and their mind, what you're doing with their mind and their body. Mm-hmm. And so what do you think when you're working with people and like even some of the people that you've worked potentially with inside of TWP where I'm kind of attacking like the business mindset identity stuff and they are like, hey, Dr. Meg, can you work on me at one of the events or whatever? Which has been like such a fun add-on at the TWP events. It's like Dr. Meg's gonna have her schedule open, sign up, get a session and on one of the breaks, you know. What are you finding? Because our crew of people are so ambitious. Like,
oh yeah.
They're willing to do, especially in expanders, like they're beasts. They're willing to do whatever it takes to succeed. They're not scared of hard work. They want to look at their shit. They want to fix their internal shit. What do you feel like is more like common? And what's a theme that is inside of kind of this business community where people really just have to unlock this one thing to go to the next level?
Big thing is self-worth and self-love. I've had a lot of mentors. I don't know if you've mentioned this before too, but I've had a lot of mentors, especially in the last probably 2 years or so, about talking about how you should be able to look in the mirror and tell yourself you love yourself and how many people that shuts them down and they can't do that. That's a problem. If you can't look at yourself in the mirror and tell yourself I love you and feel that gushy warm like you would to your child or to your spouse, there's a block there. So just doing I'm okay loving myself, boom.
Yeah.
Let's break that open.
Yeah.
Like, how are you supposed to receive if you don't, like, you can't pour into everybody else and not take care of yourself. Mm-hmm. You're a gift. You're here for a reason. So you have to be able to, you know, appreciate the gifts that you have so that you can share them, right? Mm-hmm. One of my own things that I had to work through.
Totally.
Right?
Both of us. Yeah, exactly. We both have shared that as, like, self-worth was a thing, you know?
Right, and most people do. And that's, like, with the community, like, with your community of people. It was so like a breath, like we know in practice, you know, you get a lot of patients that come in that are very much in a place that they're trying to get to a different area of health and work through things. Working with, you know, just that for the last 7 years, you know, that I've been in practice. And then working with all, I mean, the messages after the retreat or the tour in Tampa
yeah.
was mind-blowing. How many people just busted through some huge stuff. And then all of a sudden I'm seeing them posting in Circle saying, oh, I hit my goal and I exceeded it by an extra 20%. And I was like, hell yeah,
yeah,
because you realized your potential and here was a big boulder standing in your way that you consciously couldn't put together. But when you were able to lean into when I was 9 years old and someone picked on me on the playground and I felt less than, and then know that I'm not that person anymore. I don't have to carry that burden. I'm going to free my body of that emotion. Now it's just a memory. And then you show up the next day in practice and you're a totally different version of yourself. It was so freaking cool. The messages were just coming in on people's breakthroughs. And then hearing you talk about like this goal and that goal, it was like, yes, because they're starting to get it. But then the motivation now takes them up to another level.
Totally.
Now they show up at another event. Now you're calling people out on, you got to do this, you got to do this. And you can just see the light bulbs going out of, here's where I'm stuck. And it's okay. because I know there's things that I can do about it. And I know that I have resources, and I know staff's going to call me because she's going to see it. And it gives them that permission that, like, you're in a safe space, mm-hmm. but let's do something about it instead of sitting in it and seeing the same patterns keep happening.
Totally.
Own it. Like, yeah. own it in a positive way. This is happening for you mm-hmm. so that you can become a bigger version of yourself that maybe 20 years ago you weren't able to be that person, but today you are.
Yeah.
Now you're ready. So let's bust through it. There's a reason people are showing up when they're showing up.
Totally.
Into your environment, right?
It's not an accident, for
sure.
At all. It's all very divine. I think, too, maybe somebody listening to this are like, I don't even know what NET is, or like, I can't even think about it. And so for me, like the last time that you worked on me, I think of, you know, again, ambitious people, and I say this all the time, like, our business problems are personal problems in disguise. Like, something is showing up personally that's blocking business growth elsewhere, and if you just fix the personal, like, the business explodes. It's mm-hmm. why people can get the same information from me for 12 months straight, and somebody adds $200K to their revenue in a year, and somebody, like, has grown by not at all, or maybe $1,000 mm-hmm. a month, or something like that. It's like, it's because of the work that you're willing to do internally on yourself. And I think of, even when you were working on me, you're like, I'd love to work on you. I was like, I'd love to have you work on me. And I was like, okay, tell me, you know, when Kyle and I were really talking about growing our family at the end of last year, it was like, can you just tell me if I'm energetically blocking this somehow? Like, is there something inside of me? And so you're testing me and you're like doing the arm test and you're like, okay, is it your birth? Because we all know I had a little bit of a traumatic birth. Is it anything else? You're like, is it Jethro? And the minute you said Jethro, my like whole arm collapsed. And I was like, oh my God, what is it? And then I immediately start crying and I'm like, I just want to make sure he has all of me. Like, I feel like, you know, I waited so long for him and he's like the love of my life and I don't want him. I'm already a very busy mom. Like, I have all these things going on and I have this belief that like he's going to get less if I have another baby. And so we worked on that and it was crazy because I didn't even know that that was like in my subconscious. But then the further we got into it and you were like, okay, well, what happened at 11? And I was like, oh my gosh, at 11, my mom remarried my stepdad. And so it went from me, my mom, and my sister as a little family of three to the fourth person. And I felt abandoned. I felt like this, you know, relationship that I had with my mom and this like comfort level that we had as a family of three just exploded overnight. And I didn't realize that I felt that way with our three, our family. Like, I'm so obsessed with my little family of three. I think we're like the best friends that could ever exist. And there's an energetic block to me wanting to add a fourth one in. And how the fuck am I supposed to know that that's living in my brain and my head and my body? Like,
exactly.
Right? And so it's like, sometimes people think it's like, oh, I had to have this craziest thing happen, or I need to heal all of this trauma. It's like, you just might have a block somewhere that you don't even know is there,
yep.
showing up in a friendship, showing up in a relationship, showing up in your business, showing up somewhere. And I think that that is, you know, I'm a junkie for like self-help. I want to fix myself. I want to become 1% better every single day. I tend to attract people that have that same mentality. And for me, it's always been about building this wealthy life, not only in the businesses, but in family and in experiences and love and the relationships and the clients that I call in. Like, I want clients like you and the people that we attract that are like so excited to be a part of something bigger, right?
Yeah.
I think for a lot of people, exploring techniques like this and finding something that just supports them. It's not, it's like, hey, you want to see where you're blocked potentially? And I think when you kind of open up to that, again, to me, it's not woo, but I know some people listening to this, it is. But like, when you just open up to finding out more about yourself, so many things can shift.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's research now. When my husband first heard about this, it was like, he's Mr. Science, as you
yeah.
know, and I'm more the woo-woo and I own it. But it was like, oh, come do your touchy-feely thing with the emotions or whatever.
yeah.
And then they busted out a research article. Mm-hmm. So like they're literally seeing, for the people that are like, oh, that's a little too woo, it literally shows up on functional MRIs.
Mm-hmm.
So the science is catching up with what a lot of us
have been
people,
saying forever.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Just because they haven't been able to prove it yet, give mm-hmm. it a minute. If nothing else, I feel more powered around that statement since being in your ecosystem that, okay, there's not a research
yeah.
article for it, but eventually it'll come out. Maybe it'll be 5 years, but we already knew that.
Yeah.
Well, they have it now. Like, they see how it literally changes your brain. They did the first study around cancer patients and getting that diagnosis and how their, you know, limbic brain was lighting up like a Christmas tree on that functional MRI. And then after doing a couple sessions, maybe more, depending on the person, all of a sudden that started changing. Mm-hmm. So now they're doing all this with pelvic pain and different kinds of diagnoses of people that are just suffering mm-hmm. and not realizing that it's not always physical, mm-hmm. that your body's holding on to emotional stuff. So just like you, you know, looking at expanding your family, well, if there's an issue there of you not remembering a time where it changed from 3 to 4 and how that wasn't what you wanted at that moment, you maybe want to have 4 at some point now. Well, how many things are we holding on to in our womb or in our, you know, in our different organ systems that are keeping us from having that pregnancy or having the things that we want? So, I mean, this stuff just gets so cool when you dive in and things like, just like you explained that you had, like, I was so excited that you had such like a, you know, big moment, like in the, whoa, how did this?
Yeah.
Because sometimes it's not always like that.
Totally.
Sometimes you don't remember things. Sometimes we suppress things. We don't want to remember.
Mm-hmm.
We want to keep those things hidden because it was hard going through it the first time. Mm-hmm. I don't want to deal with it again.
You know, what's so crazy. I don't even know if I told you this, but I was telling my mom and sister about that after that experience. And my mom had a very similar situation. And then, like, I've had other intuitive readings with people that are like, have said when they think another baby potentially will show up. And I was sharing that with them too. And it was like a pattern for my mom and then a pattern for my sister.
Sevens?
Yeah, around sevens. And I was like, oh my God, like, what? Like, we don't realize how energetically we're connected to the people in our family too, and like how that plays a role. And it's so crazy. I feel like we could talk about that honestly for hours.
Uh-huh.
But which we don't necessarily have, but it has just been, honestly, for me, even as your mentor and like a friend and a guide for you, it has been so fun for me to see you get more confident in the things that you're offering and sharing with the world and the way that you're showing up. And every little time we're together in person, I just see a new version of you expanding. And so what would you say to somebody that is maybe potentially wanting to feel that next level of themselves come through, but maybe they're energetically blocking it? And, you know, maybe they could do some NET, but like, what is it that you feel like shifted in you where you're a completely different person now than you were a year ago?
The biggest thing, I'm very much, you obviously know, into astrology, and that's where I knew when I found out what your astrology was. I was like, oh, this is, yeah, you're a north node in Pisces, like, mm-hmm. and I'm all water signs, and you're Scorpio sun.
Yeah.
So like all of it made sense of like, oh, the intuitiveness, the energy, all of that kind of stuff. So like, I already had an idea that you spoke my language. Mm-hmm. But that for me was a big thing of, I've always compared myself to other people that have done great things and never felt like I could play in that arena because I hadn't done anything big and successful. But the more that I leaned into, and especially since I, you know, I joined and just started being around and listening to things that you were saying, I realized that being comfortable, again, I've been doing NET, I've been having it done on me for over a decade now. So like, I figure like I'm pretty well healed, right? Uh-huh. But there's always layers. And so like now it's like realizing that, yeah, there's this big boulder standing in front of me of all the success that I want, but I'm feeling like I can't have it. Like I want to be like this. So getting into that place of, okay, now I'm going to do some meditation and I'm going to try to ask my body, what is it that I'm holding on to? What is it that is standing in my way? And this is what I try to teach my patients and my friends, like tap into what is it that you're feeling is blocked. Don't analyze it. Get out of your conscious brain and allow just messages to come through, and then surround yourself by people that are doing the things that you want to do. Mm-hmm. Answers will come. Mm-hmm. Like, again, yeah.
The path will be revealed. That's what I always say.
In the
everybody,
perfect time.
Like, I want to bang my head on a wall sometimes when people are like, well, how? Just take action. The path will be revealed. And, you know, whatever you believe in, like for me, I'm like, God's going to show me if I take action towards the thing that I'm meant to do. He's going to show me what's next. I don't have to know the how. And what a gift that I don't have to know exactly how everything is supposed to play out. Like, that's too much pressure, you know?
You have to just take the step.
Yeah, you just have to take the step. And that's what you did. You were like, let me put myself in a place that is going to expand me, and it absolutely has.
Well, and you confirmed it over and over too. Like,
yeah.
If I do this and it's not a good fit and it's not working, you know, and what's the worst thing that I can do is I'm going to step away and I'm going to go find something else.
Yeah.
But over and over, the people that I've talked to, it's the same, like everyone stays because not even just the stuff you're pouring into everyone and guiding and teaching them, but the community of people. Mm-hmm. So like when we walked in here today to do this, it was just like, I mean, I'm dog tired. Like we've been up since 2 a.m., you know, to fly out here. As soon as I walked in, the energy, oh my God, I was like, all right, so what are we going to build? Yeah. What are we going to go out and do? It's just putting yourself around those people. But when you have those feelings of I'm not good enough, mm-hmm. and I speak from experience, even when people are telling me, but you can and you're awesome and do all this stuff and I love the things that you've helped me heal and all this, but I didn't feel it. Mm-hmm. But then when I started surrounding myself in rooms of people that I admired and that I saw these powerful women that are doing things, and I'm like, well, I want to do that too. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden it changed. So give yourself the permission to step in those rooms and actually just try.
Just try.
Because you'll be, like you said, you don't have to figure out the how. Mm-hmm. God, universe, spirit's going to give you the pathway. So maybe you meet one person that you never could have fabricated in your wildest imagination shows up, just like I've had so many of the people in your tribe that have shown up and have unlocked certain things along the way of, oh, let me try this. Oh, let me do this. Brandy's constantly giving me crap on, you got to do this, you got to do that. And it's like, okay. And then I do it. And then it's like a whole new
world opens.
Just try. Just step in and take a baby step. Because once you're in this ecosystem, I feel like I'm running up the mountain.
Well, now you're like, I can literally accomplish anything.
Anything.
Like it's truly
magical.
There's no cap. Yeah, it's just like, it is magical. You step into a stratosphere of people that think big, dream big, and then make it happen.
Yeah.
And it's like your success becomes inevitable because of that. And then now we have incredible people like you pouring into people too. And I think your point on just the community being unmatched, I've been in a lot of communities. I paid a lot of money to be in communities. And there's just truly something special about ours because we see the gifts in each other and then we tell each other and we share them and we amplify them and we pour gasoline on them. And we're like, you can do this, you could do that. And I think, I think most humans would benefit from being surrounded by that. And it's truly something special once you find it. So thank you so much for being a part of it.
Absolutely.
And thank you for being here.
Absolutely. I love being here. Going nowhere.
All right. We'll see you next week. If something in this episode resonated with you today, trust that it wasn't random. It wasn't an accident. Growth doesn't come from doing more. It comes from becoming more. If you know you're meant for a bigger life, a bigger impact, and success that actually truly feels aligned with you, then you're being called forward. This is your opportunity.